This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of Thursday, September 20th, 2012. Summary's chair, Bill Kircher, vice chair, and Afia Mungaza, secretary. And as Madam Secretary, you said she was joining the call late. Bill, could you call the roll, please?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Thank you. Ivan Asame?
Here.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Nia Bediako? Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. Bill Crozier is here. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revlon Gold?
Present.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Here.
Thank you. Afia Mungaza? Not present. Laura Privis? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
She's excused, I believe.
Yes, yes. Marcel did request an excuse.
Laura Privis is here. Sorry, I couldn't get my mute button fast enough.
Okay, we got you, Laura. Thank you. George Ryder?
Here.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Laverne Williams? Can't hear you, Laverne. John Geary? Recording secretary?
Present.
Andy Gold? Is Andy on the call?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bill. Yeah, I haven't been asking Andy to join us in open session, and anyway, he should be joining us for closed.
Okay, so we're missing Nia, Wesley, Kathy, Heather, Afia, Marcel, Dan, Alex, and Andrea. Any of those people here? Okay, got you, Wesley. Thank you. So we have 14 people.
I had to say, okay. Marcel is excused, and I thought Nia was also. I'm not sure.
I don't recall seeing a request from Nia, but I did.
But I know Marcel.
I believe she's in the Caribbean.
Nia is? Okay. And you know what? Nia tried to reach me. I had a lot of, a complete dead zone of
point
phone.
Point of order from Ken?
Yes, Ken.
I understand it's normally a perfunctionary action. But the board has to vote a majority to accept an excused absence. It isn't just granted because somebody requests it.
Okay.
Of course.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the request excused absence by Marcel Reed?
Just point of information, Carolyn here.
Yes, Carolyn?
Have any of these people written to you and asked?
Marcel did, yes. I received a written notification from Marcel that she sent to me and to Afia. I do not recall seeing one from Nia. Did anyone else?
I talked with her
yesterday. A request for an excused absence.
Point of information.
Yes.
When was the last time we voted for excused absences?
Well, I usually just ask if there's any objection. Usually there isn't.
But that hasn't happened before, so I don't think that, you know, it's a matter that should be gauged now.
Well, if someone is on vacation, I had, you know, as a local LSB member on K, had spoken informally with our local chair sometime last month about being in Berkeley and the fact that I would be needing some excused absences because my schedule would be unpredictable. Did that mean that I sent him a formal request when there was a pending meeting? No, I did not. And does that mean they excuse my absence? Probably not. But does that mean maybe they'll excuse it because later I say, yes, this is because I was working on the foundation? You know what I'm saying? Is there any objection to, I do not see a request from Nia, actually. And the secretary is not here. Nia did try to reach me right before the meeting.
I'm losing it. Too many people are talking.
There's a whole bunch of chatter. Anyway, if she's on vacation in the Caribbean, is there any? She did say something about going on vacation. I do vaguely recall that. But is there any objection to giving Miss Bediako an excused absence as well?
I object that I'm not there with her.
I hear you, man. Okay. All right. If there's no objection, then we've got Miss Reed and Miss Bediako with excused absences. Okay, and I'll. We should always remind our members to just drop us a note if they need to request such a thing. Okay.
LaVarne's on the call.
Hi, LaVarne. Thank you.
Sure. What about Afia?
Yeah, Afia also asked for excused absence.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, I did not see that, but you had already spoken with her. Yes. Oh, and there's the echo thing again. All right.
Started after the last person joined the call, I think.
Yeah, there's something very odd occurring with this. All right. I think we're good again. All right, very good. On the excused absences, the secretary's not with us. Do we have minutes? We postponed them at the last meeting, did we not? I don't recall. I mean, I know we've had minutes. They need to be distributed shortly before the meetings as well. To give everyone a refresher.
Yes, summer, postpone them.
Right, but what I'm getting at is even when they're postponed, postponement is just a limbo we throw things into. If they kind of, I mean, I hate to say it, in the sea of email that everyone gets, if someone says I sent the minutes 2 weeks ago, like, are they there? Is there an approval? I mean, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets of open session minutes, and, well, I'm at the leisure of the body on that one, but... First, we have open session agenda approval. Okay, Bill, but have you had communication with Afia? Anyway, go ahead, Bill.
Well, other than she's emailed us saying she was going to be late, or I think she might make it to the executive session, I believe. But I move approval of, you want to do these one at a time, or of the open session minutes?
I like to do them one at a time, because sometimes people have an objection to one set of minutes and not the others. So
June 28th.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Who's the second for the record, please?
George.
Thank you, George. Okay. Any objection to approving the open session minutes of June 28th, 2012? Hearing none. So moved. Thank you. Next, Bill.
Okay. Move approval of the July 20th open session minutes.
July 20th through 23rd, is that what I'm saying? That's the in-person meeting.
Well, we can do all of them. They were separate files.
Oh, are they?
Okay.
I'm looking at the agenda. Sorry.
A couple amendments to that, though.
Okay, so take them one day at a time then. Okay, so July 20th, is that correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, George. Okay, very good. Is there any objection to approval of July 20th, 2012 open session minutes of the, that would be the PNB meeting?
I haven't had an opportunity to read them, and I would certainly not be able to vote in favor of them.
Okay, are you making any motion or just saying you're going to vote against approval?
Well, I'm not going to vote for approval.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So then we have an objection. So could we call the roll then on July 20th?
Okay. Hold a second.
I'm sorry?
I thought we approved the 20th. We approved the...
Are we not on the first day of the open session in-person meeting, correct, Bill? July 20th?
Correct. We approved the June 28th
minutes. June 28th, right. I'm looking at the agenda to do it, so, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so ready to vote on July 20th minutes?
That's correct. So all those in favor vote yes to approve July 20th, 2012 minutes. Open session, those opposed vote no or abstain. Thank you.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Elsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia's not here.
Says, yes.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. Wesley Bethune? Andrew Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Okay. Liddy Brazon?
This is the first day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes. Yes.
Someone call Revlon Gold?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. And I'm calling the names alphabetically by last name, so if you want to mute yourself until you're about to come up, that might help with the echo. Heather. And here you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Thank you. Peter Longaza? Not here yet. Laura Prentice?
Yes. Abstain. Abstain.
Thank you. Summer, Marcel Reed is accused. George Ryder? George?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Sure.
Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay, thank you.
Okay.
Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Okay, motion. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 0 noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6 abstentions.
And I'm sorry, what were the yeses?
7 yeses, 0 noes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, motion passes. Minutes for July 20th approved. Next set.
Okay, I move approval of July 21st minutes.
Yeah.
And have an amendment.
Go ahead.
That the... I don't have an amendment for that one. Two of the GM reports were appended to both the 21st and the 23rd minutes, but I'm gonna move that we delete them from the 23rd.
Okay.
So the 21st minutes are okay the way they are.
Okay, so you move to approve July 21st, 2012, open session minutes. George, do you wish to be the second again? Thank you. Okay, is there any
Point of information?
Yes, Ken.
Why did you only remove, these were minutes, this was an addendum that was not read in, not presented during the meeting. Somebody was making an addendum of a GM report to the minutes.
Right, well, they were added to both the 21st and the 23rd minutes.
But you only requested they be removed from one.
Correct. It was the same report. It was some of the written reports. I believe it's KPFK and KPFT.
All right, whatever. Thank you.
They were added to the July 23rd minutes and also the 21st minutes.
Are we good?
The other GM had reports in the 21st minutes, so I'm just leaving the July 21st minutes alone. That's my suggestion.
Thank you.
Point of information, or Campbell for Stack?
Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. Was the ED's report included in either one of those sets of minutes?
I think the GM reports are the ones that are included in those sets of minutes. She gave that subsequently. She had the written report there, but I don't think it's appended to the minutes.
So it was not appended to the minutes? To any of the minutes?
I don't believe so.
I believe that's correct.
So, Bill, I'm sorry. Am I misunderstanding? Is it the same GM report for the 21st and the 23rd? Is that correct?
Right. There were, I think, 4 GM reports appended to the 21st.
Okay.
And 2 of those were also appended to the 23rd. So they're just duplicates.
Okay. So are you trying to duplicate them? You're trying to redact them from the 21st or the 23rd?
From the 23rd.
Got you. So you'll have the 4 of them grouped.
The others are on the, that way they'll all be there on the 21st.
Okay. So are we good then with the 21st?
This is Lydia. I was going to deal with the ED's report. It should be appended to something.
She actually gave it subsequently on a phone meeting. She brought the written reports, but I'm not sure how we should do that in terms of appending it to these minutes, quite frankly, because it was given, I think, at the next phone meeting. So it should probably be appended to those minutes. But we should deal with whatever occurred on that day. I mean, that is the things that are appended should be things that transpired at during those minutes. So did all these, were all these GM reports given on the 21st, Bill? I can't say that I recollect. I do not recall any being given on the 23rd, per se, because we had goalbusters and stuff then. So
they were, the only ones given there in person was the one from KJ.
With Andrew, so everything else. So, yeah, so then grouping them together makes perfect and logical sense. So, okay. Yes, is that John?
If I may,
yes,
there's an executive director report on the Thursday, August 9, 2012 minutes.
Thank you. Okay, very good. All right, so we're not changing anything about the 21st, correct, Bill? There were already three manager reports. When we get to the 23rd, we'll remove two of them, correct?
Right, just leave the, the July 21st minutes the way they are.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the July 21st minutes with the four appended GM reports? And hearing none? Okay, excellent. Thank you. July 21st approved. Want to move the next ones? Let's try to get through the rest of the minutes.
July 22nd?
Yes, thank you.
I move approval.
Second.
Thank you. Any objection?
Well, point of information.
Yes, Campbell.
As I recall, the ED initiated a report during one of our sessions there, but did not complete it. And I was wondering how that would be handled as in relation to the written report.
Actually, just to clarify, she has gone to, well, I don't want to discuss this on an open session call, but she has pointed out that she was not afforded the opportunity to give a report based on other things that were moved around on the agenda. We moved a bunch of development stuff to Saturday, which is where her report was supposed to have gone. So she has certainly made the point that she did not give an executive director's report at the in-person meeting. She did bring a written report, and that's the written report that I believe she also gave on the 9th. She may have given a report in closed session. I'd have to defer to the secretaries, but we would have to approve those minutes in closed session. But I do believe the public portion, she reported on things, but she didn't give the specific ED's report that I believe is tied to that, to the written document that was handled later. So I think anything else in terms of anything that she said should be reflected in the minutes in terms of, but I mean, she has said several times that she did not give a report at that meeting.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Are we on the 22nd now?
This is Andrea. Just letting you know I'm on the call.
Thanks, Andrea. Hi. Lydia, yes, we are on the 22nd. That is correct.
Oh, okay. Because I will abstain for the 22nd and 23rd. So.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anybody else on the 22nd? We'll have to take a vote when there's an abstention. Anybody? Any comments, questions?
I'll abstain also.
Okay. So, Bill, hate to do it, but could you go ahead and call the roll real quick, please, because we have a couple of abstentions.
Okay.
Thanks. So all those in favor,
Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Ivan Elsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm somewhat confused as to what we're voting for. Please, can you tell me just
the minutes of July 22nd, the in-person meeting, third day of the in-person meeting?
I say yes.
Open session.
Yes,
open session.
I say
sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mia Badiaco's out here. Wesley Bethune?
Abstain.
Thank you. Marilyn Burden?
Abstain. Thank you.
Thank you. Lydia Brazone?
Abstain.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revlin Gold?
Abstain.
Thank you. Heather Gray? I'll call Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Thank you. Holly Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Not on the call. Laura Privis?
Abstain.
Thank you. Marcel Reed, excused. George Ryder?
I abstain.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Not on the call. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea
Alex,
Turner?
Abstain.
Okay, Andrea abstains. Did I hear Alex in there?
Yes, I abstain.
Abstain. Okay, thank you. So yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4. Zero no votes. Abstentions 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's that?
Ivan.
Oh, Ivan, yeah, I didn't get your vote.
Yes.
Yes, okay. 5 yes votes, excuse me. 0 no. Abstentions are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So motion passes.
Thank you. Okay, excellent. Motion passes. Next is the July 23rd minutes. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I move approval of those minutes. Open session.
Okay, thank you. And that was with the one amendment, which was the redaction of the two general manager reports that had already been approved for the July 21st. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, second. George?
George.
Thank you. All right, cool. All right, is there any objection to approval of the July 23rd in-person open session minutes with amendment to redact two duplicative general manager reports?
Yes, that, I would have a challenge with that, problem with that.
Okay, so can we go ahead and call the roll then, please, and just go ahead and do this again. Did you want to elaborate on your challenge, or was there something you wish to see amended in the minutes, Campbell?
Not right at this point.
Okay, thank you. All right, Bill, if you could call the roll, please. Again, we're approving the July 23rd, 2012 in-person PNB meeting, open session meeting minutes with the amendment of removal of the two appended general manager reports, which were already included in the approved July 21st minutes. If you support approval, vote yes. If you do not, no or abstain. Thank you.
Thank you. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Anybody Yadiko is not here. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
That was a yes? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, yes.
Lydia Brazon?
We're on 23 and I'm just walking out.
Yeah, July 23rd.
Abstain.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Not on the call. Revlon Gold?
Abstain.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Not on the call. Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Not on the call. Laura Purvis?
Abstain.
Thank you. Marcel Reed is excused. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Not on the call. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Abstain.
Thank you. Okay, yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 0 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people abstain.
I'm sorry, so it had 8.
It had 8.
Yes, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it passes.
Okay, this is Tracy. Can I get on the stack or make a point of order or something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure I know what your point of order is. I noticed it about halfway through, but knock yourself out. I see we have 3 sets of minutes left to go, but we didn't exactly approve the open session agenda.
No, we didn't. And I think that we should. But that said, I would like to make a motion to postpone remaining 3 sets of minutes to the next meeting, which will be in a week, and move the agenda forward. Move the draft agenda to the move on to the draft agenda.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to that? I don't have a problem with splitting it. We got six sets of minutes. We just got through a whole bunch. Do the other three next week. By then, it'll be four because this week. Any objection?
Without objection.
Thanks, Campbell. All right, folks. I was treating this as a continuation agenda. I realized mentally because it's a week later. I had just cruised forward and gone, it must be. And yet I had also advocated that there was this one issue of policy that at least I saw as being somewhat important regarding the elections in the cart rotation. So it appeared to me to be a continuation session, but any thoughts on the matter from other people? I'm open-minded.
Yes, I have a thought. This is Tracy.
Go ahead, Tracy.
When a meeting is at the end of the previous meeting, if we announce that a meeting is a continuation meeting because we didn't finish the agenda, we were not going, then that establishes a meeting as a continuation meeting. These meetings were set as extra regular meetings to accommodate the fact that our agenda was stretching because of all the budgets. They were basically passed by a coordinating committee motion, and the coordinating committee motion didn't specify that they were continuation meetings, and they're not, you know, and they're not continuation meetings.
Okay.
And at the end of this meeting, set the future meetings as a continuation if we go through. But I don't think there's any basis for this being a continuation.
Okay. I'm cool. I mean, I don't care. I just want to get on with business. And part of it is I gave a long report last week, but most of what we can keep it short, what needs to be updated in public. All right.
Campbell, first back.
Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes, I'm somewhat concerned because I think that this would qualify as a special meeting since you're going to be adding these election committee motions, and I can, you know, understand that they would have some urgency to them and that, you know, they would need to be addressed, but I, you know, so that was my thought, was that it would be special for that, but are we looking at it as continuation and special at the same time?
No, I think I just got the argument that it wasn't a continuation meeting. So, and the special meeting, that thing still applies no matter what we do to these meetings because of the whole phone meeting. Oh, you know, the nightmare we're up against with that. So technically, you know, could I even bring the election stuff?
George for the stack.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Speak to that.
Is that George? Go ahead, George.
It actually came up in the committee, in the governance committee meeting.
Good.
We moved the governance committee meeting up to the front. I think we can deal with it legitimately. That was a public meeting, and the practice had always been that if it came through the through a committee, then it was allowed to be put on the floor, even if it hadn't been noticed 7 days in advance, because obviously things that happen in committee, A, are public, and B, some of them happen sooner than 7 days in advance. So that would be my suggestion, is to move the governance committee up, and we can speak to that as the first issue.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, where is the governance committee on the agenda right now?
About an hour
from now. Yeah, no, I hear you. It's after all the budgets there. Okay. So is there, dang, it is way down there. Okay.
I'll move to do that.
Okay, so is there a second on moving? You want it right after, like you want it right at the beginning of the committee motions?
I can dispose of it pretty quickly.
A point of information, in order to vote on this, you used a pronoun. You said, we move the governance committee ahead because then we'll handle that. What is that? What will we handle by moving the governance committee up?
There's a motion under governance committee on KPFK LSB. Is that right? Is that the one?
No, that I thought you wanted to deal with the one about the bylaws notification. That's all for
now. I'm looking at what's on this agenda. I saw your emails, George. Bill?
Madam Chair, we're getting this awful static of some sort.
I know, we're back on the echo.
This is Tracy with a point of order when you can get to me.
God help us. Go ahead, Tracy.
Sure?
Yeah,
are there other people?
Point of order is good. Point of order can jump stack. Go ahead.
Okay. I will second George's motion to move the governance committee report with the attached motion to the top of the committee agenda.
This is regarding the bylaws notices, correct, George? Because I don't see it on the agenda, but I saw your email.
The bylaws notice item also came out of that same governance meeting. There is no formal motion, but I think it is a time-sensitive item.
I'm getting guidance. I hear you guys.
So
yeah, totally.
If we can move the whole governance committee report and deal with both issues right in front of finance, I think we can do so fairly quickly, and it would be helpful. So
okay.
Let's just move governance and all related items, the whole governance item.
Governance
there.
Report and committee reports and motions in front of the finance committee report. Okay, and motions. Is there an objection to that?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I thought until I heard George that this is going in the direction of moving the elections committee up so that you could, get the input that you felt you needed to move forward.
Nobody's moved
the
elections committee yet on the, I probably shouldn't be moving it, but I kind of will if nobody wants to grab hold of it.
I'm on the elections committee. I would move it just so you can articulate it.
That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah. So I'll move that we have the elections committee first, and then governance, and then finance. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a substitute. Is there a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. That was George?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so is there any objection to that, which would put the elections committee and then governance and then finance, and then we would move forward?
Without objection.
Okay, thank you.
Question, what's the time limit?
What do we got right now on each of these? Well, finance has such large portions. You know, I think the elections committee stuff, I don't think it needs certainly not more than 10 minutes. But, George, how much for governance? Because you got more than one motion going on there.
Well, I was mistaken. I thought, I'm not sure what's coming out of the election committee, but one of them, as I thought what you were going to deal with, was related to the bylaws amendments. But I think that should take less than 5 minutes for sure.
Okay.
And the other one might take 10.
Okay, so why don't we say 15 minutes for governance, Bill, and like 10 for elections, okay? I want to try and keep it as short as we
this
can.
This is Lydia. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm looking at the agenda. I only see one motion under governance committee.
That's
only
what I saw on the agenda.
No,
Bill, did you get George's motions from governance? I saw your motions, George.
It was a motion. It was an issue. I was going to raise it as the chair, as it's time sensitive.
Oh, got you. Okay, so it's not in motion format. That's why it didn't end up on the agenda. So as a committee report, okay. And I haven't gotten guidance back from our attorney yet, but I will get that, and hopefully by tomorrow. Or maybe he will give it to us this evening. Well, anyway, is there any objection to... No, we're setting times. We've done that. So 10 minutes for elections, I think, Bill, and 15. Is 15 okay for governance, George?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any other changes? Are we good? Okay, good. All right, and I think, I'm just going to briefly, we had a meeting last week. We're going to have another meeting next week. I don't need to take 20 minutes in my own combined reports to report on things. I will say the most intensive focused issue, as far as I'm concerned, for the foundation during this last week has been the massive systemic payroll problems that we experienced on the last payroll period on Friday, as well as issues with our health care policy affecting a large number of employees. So I'm happy to elaborate further in closed session, but that is the number one priority of the national office right now, is dealing with seeing to it that we do not have systemic failures like this during next payroll period. And that's to a large extent what both myself and LaVarn have been working on since last week. And we can take up other issues, and I'm happy to discuss everything, but I don't want to take a bunch of time in a chair's report or an executive director's report, but that is those combined issues, and with them come corollary issues, which I have been discussing with management on our management call in terms of setting up regular calendaring of absolutely everything that needs to be deposited, that's shared, that affects the entire system, to get everyone on a sort of a more even keel of seeing it too, that our obligations are met in a timely fashion. And as to the payroll, we're going through a transition right now to ADP, and that has not been smooth just yet. But we've been proactively dealing with it. I've met with shop stewards. We've been in communication
when it occurred, I worked with managers all day. Levarne worked on the healthcare issues. It saw to it that employees were taken care of despite the problems that were occurring. But that is the primary business that we've probably been engaged with for the last several days and will be until these things are corrected prior to our next payroll period, which begins next week. So that's my executive director's report in a nutshell. And again, I'll answer questions of specifics in closed session on those matters. I didn't mind saying that we're having these problems in open session because, you know, everyone in the network's aware of it. So that is what we're aggressively putting our attention to. Okay, so now we can move on to committee reports and motions after. Levarne, sorry, forgive me. Would you like to elaborate in open session to the extent that you can in terms of, things you can say about it and those things that you should say in closed session we'll discuss there, but...
Okay. As Samri said, we're transitioning from the prior payroll company to ADP, and we had some massive issues with the last pay period due primarily to and noticing the staff and then also delivering the payroll timesheet with ADP because we still haven't transitioned to the time and attendance, and that's a project we're still working to get that done. But we have, as Summer said, in terms of addressing the issue, we have noticed all the staff that, you know, of the cutoff for getting timesheets in, and have given instructions to the general managers, and some of them have already sent it out, that if the payroll is not in by noon on Tuesday, then they have to send an email out at 12:01 p.m. to say, your payroll may be messed up because we didn't get it in on time. So people will be aware before then. And if that continues, then we can address that further if that continues. But that's the notice that will be sent out, so people will be aware. But I think that, as Summer said, we have a number of resources to help us fix this, including ADP. We have the business manager in Washington, D.C., the pharma business manager there who's worked with ADP and is working with ADP. We have a former employee who's actually helping us on a volunteer basis, whose job now, they transitioned to ADP, so she will be in to work on Saturday with us. In addition, Robert West is making corrections for each individual for the issues that happen. And primarily the way you resolve this is that you put the numbers in the system and the system cuts a paycheck. So if the number, if the information isn't in there, it's not going to happen. So that's why we have to have it in at noon on Tuesday. The cutoff is 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. So that's, you know, these things happen, and we're trying to address the overall issues of these issues popping up for some reason, all of us, you know, and in the last fiscal month of the year when you're trying to address other issues or trying to get the systems ready so that we can have it ready for an audit. And hopefully there's an audit report about how the search is going for an auditor. So that's kind of and we're still addressing year-end, and, of course, with all of these issues, so a lot of the year-end things, our month-end things, were pushed back because we were addressing the failures and corrections that are in the system.
Great. Thank you, Levin.
I'll start with a question.
Sure, Teresa. Go ahead.
So can you tell me again, Levin, how is the search coming along for the auditor?
See, I don't know that because I don't attend the audit committee because, you know, there's that separation. But
okay.
If the board wants me to be there and to help with that, I think we can make an exception, and I will certainly assist in doing that.
Okay.
I hope
someone else can tell us how that's coming along.
Okay, I can update you some. Teresa, I haven't been on the audit committee call. Same thing, separation, new roles. I'm not sure how that's going forward. But Fred Blair became the audit committee chair, and Akio Tanaka, who is on the audit committee, did come to my office, I want to say 2 weeks ago now, maybe a week and a half ago, in Berkeley, and we met to go over some of the
things to look for in you know, the advice I was given from other accountants as to the size of the firm, the need to be able to accommodate our CPB requirements. There are certain specifics that weed out firms that you can't use, like small mom-and-pop boutiques. They have to be able to sort of fit in the middle range. And anyway, and he was taking very active notes, and from the traffic I've observed, it seems that they do have more than one possible request for proposal. And anyway, so it does appear, and he was actively seeking information to help facilitate their process in interviewing a few audit firms. So I think that that should be forthcoming shortly from that committee, based on the feedback I'm getting at any rate.
All right.
Summer, work time's expired unless we're into the sample
I think
report.
We're good. No, well, we kind of, you know, Laverne and I are both, like, honestly, this is taking a lot of attention to deal with the payroll and other issues. So, I mean, we kind of just did a combined report on there's a meltdown occurring, but we're working on it very quickly. So I think we're probably good and can move forward because we have a lot of stuff to get through and a lot of budget. So, unless there's an objection or somebody has a specific question, but that is, like, the thing that's taking the majority of our attention during the last few days. All right, so we had a okay, so the motion from Reed is now null in terms of the fact that that committee has already been formed. Okay, so that should be off the agenda. So we go to the elections committee's motions, and let me just open that back up, which I sent to all of you. Now, the one as to, this is from the 2009, there was a 2009 policy. I'm pulling up the wrong thing. I was trying to pull up the email that Bob Lederer sent me. Required that candidate statements, the 60-second cards, be aired 30 times for each candidate. I had a meeting last week with the KPFA election supervisor, general manager, and their staff, and they found this to be an onerous burden to meet, to air hundreds of candidate statements if a station has potentially 30 or 40 candidates. Also taking into consideration the fact that the election cycle started a couple of months late to begin with, so it pushed into our fall fund drive period, which is our highest, typically at most stations, is the largest fund drive is the fall fund drive. So there is a competition for airspace. Quite frequently, PSAs and other types of cards are dropped from the airwaves during during fund drive, and in this case, we have an elections period overlapping the fund drive directly, and then you have externally the national elections and local elections, you know, the actual, you know, regular civil elections, which, you know, we're not running ads for those things, but certainly one perceives that their people's attention would be on these matters. And then we also have bylaws, amendments, carts that need to be running also a certain number within a certain time period. So because of all of that, they kind of, you know, yelled for help. And frankly, the staff at A didn't want to air candidate carts at all, and I thought that was unreasonable because I do think that disfavors, you know, just independent people who, you know, should be heard on the air. I actually suggested 10 as based on the heavy feedback coming from staff and management on this. And then Sasha wrote a motion to that effect and brought it to the Elections Committee, which held a special meeting on Sunday, which I attended. And it went back and forth with 10, 15, and 20. And I believe, if I'm looking, 20 was the final number that they put forward. And this is all to modify PNB passed policy that was passed in 2009 that mandated the 30 carts in rotation to begin with. Anyway, I still advocate for the 10, quite frankly, because that's really what I got back as strong feedback. But I believe what's on from the committee is 20. So I've done my motivation in terms of, like, I think it is reasonable to make an accommodation to reality, which is that we are doing several things simultaneously. We are attempting to raise money for our stations. The bigger stations that have to raise more money also tend to have more candidates running, which means they will have more candidates and more candidate cards. And
And we've got a lot of competing interests going on simultaneously, and somehow we need to balance that with the reality that there are only so many one-minute segments available in each program hour. And also, of course, it's right that these things have to be clipped when we send them over to the affiliates, but that's a separate issue. It's just there's only so many one-minute slots available. So that's everything on that particular motion.
And to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you for the stack.
Carolyn, to the stack, please.
Okay, so hold on. I had Ken. Was that Lydia?
Carolyn.
And Carolyn, there was someone
between. Tracy.
I'm sorry, who is between Ken and Carolyn?
Tracy.
Okay.
After
thank you, Tracy. I just heard, you know, there was too much buzz there. I had trouble hearing. Okay, thank you. All right, so go ahead, Ken.
One is a question. I'm assuming we're not going to do any carts for the staff candidates.
That's correct.
Okay, great. So I would amend the motion to say between 10 to 20 carts playing per candidate at the judgment of the GM based on load or traffic load, because it's going to vary. It could be a station that only has 10 candidates and the other one has 60. But I think you could leave some discretion up to the general manager.
So something along the lines of between 10 and 20 times per candidate, equally distributed, yada, yada, depending on...
At the discretion of the general manager.
At the discretion of the general manager.
That's what I would recommend as a solution.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second it. It's George.
Okay, George. Thanks. Do you want to motivate any more, Ken, or anybody?
We have to start to trust each other's possibility that we'll make a correct judgment one out of three times. I'll give a little leeway to the GM.
Faith in our fellow human beings. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Ken. All right, if I keep with the stack, then I would go Tracy and Carolyn. You know, we can take new people because there's a substitute on the floor now. But
I said Carolyn could go.
Okay.
Laura after the stack.
Okay.
So I'll go after Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn, Tracy, Laura. Thank you. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, two things. I think it's a little bit dangerous to reduce the number. I mean, I put this in the category of voter suppression. So I'd like to add an amendment to that, that at every, what we do at BAI is bunch up statements in 5 minutes before the hour and the hour. So we get three, four, or five statements in the 5 minutes before a new program begins at the top of the hour. And that seems to work. If you leave it up to the discretion of the GM, who's going to monitor that nobody's playing favorites, that everybody is heard equally. The other problem is that there should be a certain number of carts. The fact that we're reducing it, I think, distresses me. So I'd like to have added at every time when the carts are played, saying these carts can be accessed at the station website, yada, 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 .org, and you can hear it there and have clips posted to the website, not just written statements, but the clips themselves.
We had discussed that, and I was assured by the election supervisors that this is already occurring, but if you'd like to have it as part of the policy, I'd have to go back to the 2009 to see if it makes a reference to the audio clips.
I'd like to have it announced when we're broadcasting these.
No, but I mean that they're posted on the website. That was brought
right
up in the meeting as being necessary to say, hey, we have these over on the website.
Right.
I'm not sure that it's a part of the 2009 policy. So are you attempting to, let me understand, Carolyn, are you objecting to Ken's 10 to 20 range? Are you proposing something? What exactly are you proposing? Are you opposed to that spread and you're trying...
Keep it at 20 and announce that there is a that these.
Okay, so you want to keep it at
on the website at whateverit.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so hold on. You want to keep it at 20? Is that what you said?
Yes, thank you.
You want to keep it at 20, and you want to add that an announcement that the audio clip can be accessed on the website, correct?
Yes.
Hold on, Teresa. Okay, so that is not dealing with Ken's. That's an amendment to the main motion, because the main motion is the one that calls for the 20. Oh, God. Okay.
Ms. Weber?
Yes, George, I would love your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
You call it a substitute motion, and you can discuss both the substitute and the main motion and also amend the substitute and the main motion. So you can just put the amendment on the main motion,
yeah,
which
that's
is to put on the web. And if the substitute fails, it'll come up. If the substitute goes through, it won't come up.
Sounds good. Thank you, George. I just wanted to get there quickly. I don't want to spend too much time on that part. Thank you. Okay. I have Tracy, then Laura, then Teresa. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay.
Sorry, Tracy. I didn't do a piece of important housekeeping. Carolyn, was there a second on that?
There is now. This is Tracy. I was just going to say I'm seconding Carolyn's amendment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Getting it all cleaned up and spruced up and ready to go, and I hadn't picked up a second on the way. Okay, thank you.
Not bad, and I was just going to go right in.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Okay, very quickly. Besides seconding Carolyn's amendment, because she pretty much said what I wanted to say, I'm supporting the election committee's motion, and I don't want to be an ass, but we're short on time, so I'm inclined to call the question with apologies to those on the stack.
I hear you. It's 6:30, 9:30 on the east. Okay, so the question has been called, which means we'll go ahead and vote on.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, Teresa.
At my local committee meeting the other day, I tried to speak to a motion and then call the question, and I was told I was out of order. Not only has Tracy seconded a motion, but she commented and she called a question. I don't think that's right.
You got to forgive me.
It is right.
Go ahead, George.
No, it's not.
You cannot speak to a main motion and call the question at the same time. So Teresa's correct.
That's right.
Oh, and I apologize, guys. It's been a really, 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 really long day. I'm not all Robert's Rules of Order tonight. Okay.
I got on the stack to call the question. I seconded Carolyn's amendment, but I was not on the stack to second it. It simply hadn't been seconded.
Point of information.
Yeah.
We're out of time anyway for this. 10 minutes is up.
Bill, you're a fantastic savior right now. Good. Okay. It's my own. I'm just. Okay. That's good. So we're out of time, which means the question being called is irrelevant one way or the other. Someone would have to extend time, which.
I move to. This is Laura.
Yes, you want to move to extend time.
Well, I really had something that's contrary and I think very important information for everyone to hear, and I'm not going to be able to say it unless...
Gotcha. Okay. All right, go ahead. Well, how much time are you moving for?
5 minutes.
Is there a second on 5 minutes?
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay, I caught Campbell there. All right, any objection to extending 5 minutes on this topic?
Without objection.
All right, I'm going to give the parliamentary point to George. I've certainly heard it enough times that you can't call the question if you've spoken. I have to go back and look at Roberts. It hasn't come up in a few minutes. So, all right, going to let it go forward with Laura and with Teresa, and we'll run out of time in a minute anyway. So, go ahead, Laura.
Okay, I'm definitely in favor of making it less than 20 to 10. I think that's moving in the right direction, but I don't know if people are thinking about what it sounds like on air to have these carts running every single hour. It's the only thing that we have other than regular programming. No other ESAs can go on. It's very difficult during a fund drive to get carts on every hour. Sometimes people run over the hour. Then whoever is scheduling all these carts to make them equal for everyone has to reschedule them all so that they stay equal. Everybody gets their cart run at a certain time. With this many carts, there will be a whole bump on KPFA plus a couple of days of only election. I don't really understand why we're even giving this privilege to the people running. We could easily, and this is something that KPFA would like to do, is display cart sending people to the website. So if you're interested in it, here's the election. It's coming. Go to the website. You can see all the candidates. You can read what they have to say. You can hear what they have to say. And for other people who...
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it.
...hear what's going on, want to hear what the station is programming, they don't have to listen to all those carts. It changes the sound of the air in the middle of a fund drive when we're trying to raise funds off of the air. It just seems counterproductive to what we're trying to do.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
I can't make a motion now, but I would actually say what we really need to do is put this in the hands of local stations to decide, give them an option. They can play 20 each or less, 10 each, or they can play carts pushing people to the web to find out more information about the election and who's running.
Thank you, Laura. Teresa?
Well, my point is, if I heard Carolyn correctly, she said that the election supervisor agreed that he would put something on there directing people to the website. And at what point are we micromanaging if we have to have a resolution when he's already agreed that he would do that? And I just think that substitution or amendment or whatever you call it is redundant, and it's taking up our time. So that's my point on that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Trace. Carolyn?
Thank you. I'm sorry, but I have to keep harping on this. Voter suppression takes many forms. We're a radio station. People listen to the radio who don't have the Internet. We need to accommodate them first. The Internet is great. It's going to save us because we're going to get new listeners and we're going to expand our listenership. But first and foremost, we need to put things on the air. So I don't think we can say, you know, forget about you, go to the Internet, and if you don't have a computer, too bad about you. We really do need to keep things on the air and refer to the Internet as a backup. So I really object to that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Answer that a little bit.
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Laura.
Let me see if there's anyone else who hasn't spoken yet. I'm sorry, who's the point of order?
Ken, if you're going to...
We're out of time.
We're out of time, and you can't have a person speaking twice.
Okay. Are we at 5 minutes? Bill?
You have about 30 seconds left.
All right. Laura, did you have a 30-second point?
They're going to get a candidate statement in their ballot, so they'll be able to, when they have the ballot in hand, make their decision with the candidate statement there.
Okay, thank you. All right. So we're out of time. So we've got a substitute on the floor. The substitute is Ken's substitute, which is to give a spread between 10 and 20 airings per candidate cart, presumptively with the other criteria, which is that they be aired equally in day and night and in equal rotation to each other, and, you know, equity maintained, but that the discretion to air 10 to 20 times be left to management. Is that correct, Ken?
Yeah.
Did I leave anything out?
No.
Good. Okay, so that's a substitute.
Point of order?
Yes, Bill?
No, we need to vote on Carolyn's amendment first.
Well, no, we're attaching it to the main motion because she wanted to stick with the 20. She didn't like the 10-20 spread. So.
Okay. Well, we should still get all the amendments taken care of before we're voting on the substitute, I believe.
Well, George was saying if it's to the main motion, then we see if the substitute fails or passes, and then we would go to the amendment on the main motion, and then the main motion as amended if we get to it. Is that correct, George?
I believe that's correct.
I believe it's correct, too. Okay, so I think that's how we'll proceed, because Carolyn wanted to amend the main motion, not the substitute. So the motion on the floor is the 10 to 20 spread of cart rotation per candidate left to the discretion of management, whether it is 10 or 15 or 20, but that otherwise it all be equally distributed between day and night and equally among candidates. So if you're in favor of that discretion being left to management with between 10 and 20 airings per candidate cart, then vote yes on this motion. It will become the main motion, and we will take another vote. If you do not and you want to stick with the 20 and the amendment as the main motion, then vote this one as a no, and then we would go to that one. All right, and the amendment.